This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Good morning and happy race day, everybody. It's 10:06. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors like Five Flag Speedway and Sunny South Raceway. On today's show, Tim Bryant. It is the Snowball Derby preview all day long at Five Flag Speedway. Fans will get in free. This is the only practice day for local drivers to get on the track. It's going on all day. A lot of incentives for the drivers. Fastest laps will take home some fast cash. Also on the show today, Cale Gayle. It was this week 4 years ago that Cale held off a hungry Kyle Busch to get his very first Craftsman Truck Series win. We'll talk about that. The plans maybe for the Snowball Derby. I know he's going to be in town. Does he bring his helmet? We'll find out. And Micah McCall standing by with Flemington Speedway. Tonight, it's the Gulf Coast Championship at Flemington. It's going to be huge. Street stocks, pier stocks, vintage, IMCA modifieds, the mini sprints, tuners, and slingshots all running for big money. And the final four this weekend, it's Homestead with the Sprint Cup Series as Matt Weaver is standing by and has all the storylines leading into the final race of the season. Well, we're starting off the show with Tim Bryant. And Tim, again, this is going to be a big, big day today. This is finally here. All the local drivers have been on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everywhere else on social media, putting the pictures of the cars ready, getting ready for the Snowball Derby preview. Big day today. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kane. And it's what's kicking it off. Of course, we got seven divisions that will be represented here today. All seven divisions that will be competing in the Snowball Derby in 2 weeks. We're going to rotate practice all day long. We're going to have fast laps for cash starting at 4 o'clock. Yeah. Free grandstand admission all day. It's going to be a lot of fun, but this is pretty serious business. So a lot of racers who have put a lot of preparation into this.
And like you said, every division is going to be there. And what's great about this for the fans, if you're a diehard fan of the Derby, or maybe you're just driving around Pennsylvania today and you hear about it, what is this all about? No pennies out of your pocket to come see probably some of the most action you'll see on the track leading up to the Derby.
Yeah, we're going to have good representation, I believe, in every division before the day gets out. And for guys that have other things to do today, certainly you don't have to be here from 9 to 7, mm-hmm. but that's what this practice session is scheduled from. And so there'll be plenty of opportunities to get on the racetrack. And again, like you said, the fans simply drive on by. The gates are wide open. Hey,
awesome.
We're still working on getting the final preparations done for Snowball Derby weekend. So forgive the mess here and there, but find yourself a seat in the grandstands and relax and enjoy and see what it's all about.
Tim, it just seems like a few weeks ago we were just running at the track, and it seems like, and maybe it's because I'm getting older, I don't know, but time is going quicker, and it seems like, wow, the Derby's already here, because we've been talking about it for several weeks leading up to it, but now the excitement, the hair on the arms start to raise a little bit more, and you see names like Nemechek, LaJoy, and you've got names like that, Thorne coming. What does this mean for the short track racers that come from around the country? This is such a big event, and we're so blessed to have it in our backyard.
Well, we really are, and of course, we're blessed to have a community that's embraced. And when I say community, I mean the entire Gulf Coast that's embraced this event, and it makes these people feel welcome when they come from around the country. There's a lot of prestige that goes with winning a Snowball Derby race, and quite frankly, the first Snowball Derby event goes off on Thursday night. Yeah. By the way, so each of our divisions will have Snowball Derby events, and of course, it leads up to the pinnacle, which is the 300-lap super late model race on Sunday that has helped propel some guys' careers to bigger places.
You know, there's been a lot of private testing, a lot of big names coming, and he was not shy about putting it all over his social media that Grant Enfinger is back. And, you know, Grant just got his standout win in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, and now coming back home, and boy, it would be great to be able to have him get a trophy, because it seems like the past couple of years, things happen at the Derby that usually don't happen at any other race, and not just that division, but for Grant, he's had some bad luck.
You know what? Grant Enfinger, he has won at Daytona in the ARCA Series. He's won at Talladega in the Camping World Truck Series. But he wants that Tom Dawson trophy, and it would be a nice addition to his mantle at his home in North Carolina. And don't count him out. He's driving the Gary Crooks racing car. Yeah. Zane Smith drove that car during the regular season and just did everything but win the Blizzard Series championship, lost it on the final night in a first lap crash. So Grant's in a good piece of equipment, and we all know what he can do behind the wheel. So I really do think I would call him a sleeper because he hasn't been around super late model racing that much this year. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you by the end of the day, guys are going to know he was in this race.
Oh, absolutely. Now, and one thing that you've done for the racers, you have been able to get early entries, and also if you guys go to fiveflagspeedway.com, or I believe is it snowballderby.com, is that correct?
Correct.
Yeah, you go to the website and you have a lot of local names up there. Now, we do have the regional and national drivers coming in, but that's something you pride yourself on for those people that save a little money to get that in. You can still do that up to today, essentially, I believe, or Sunday, to get that early entry price, but you're seeing your picture up on the Facebook or in, you know, on the website. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we're anticipating before the day is over that we'll have a lot of local entries. That's why we made the deadline today. We wanted guys to be able to shake down their cars and make sure they were race ready. So, we look forward to giving a little PR to our local guys. And again, can't emphasize enough how important the local divisions are. It pains me when folks say, and I know it's human nature, say, oh, you don't care about the locals at the Snowball. It's all about the late model guys. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. No. This event starts for us on Thursday, and each day is equally important.
You know, how many years? 49 years, not consecutive, but 49 years. So you got something special planned for the 50th? I know we're not even to the 49th yet, but...
Yeah, we've already got some gears turning towards December 3rd, 2017. We're going to be releasing our 50th anniversary Snowball Derby logo. Ooh, nice. At this year's race. So, we're going to make it really, really special. We're trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves because we want to get through the 49th and not take anything away from that. But the 50th year is really going to be special.
Well, we've talked about the drivers and the teams. Now let's address the fans. Sponsorship laps in groups of five available this year for the Snowball Derby. What a unique way to get your business out in front of, let's say, over 10,000 people.
Well, yeah. In fact, actually, it's not a minimum of five. It's
That's a minimum of
one. If an individual wants to buy a lap, they're certainly welcome to do so, and we'll put their name on the sponsor board. If we get them in, by the middle of this week, if they're bought in laps of five, we can put logos on the sponsor board. We'll have a lap sponsor board both in the infield and in the fan zone, and then there'll be a page in the Snowball Derby as well, Snowball Derby program as well. So, so what that done is we took our lap money from $10 a lap. And for folks that don't know, lap money is whoever leads the lap gets the money.
Yeah.
And we went from $10 to $50. So in essence, a guy that goes out there and leads 20 laps has just picked himself up an extra $1,000.
Wow.
And I think it's going to change the strategy. You won't see guys content to ride around in second no more. They're going to be duking it out for the lead.
That's a brilliant business model for the Derby for sure. And there's so much that goes on now for a fan who wants to get tickets. There's still time.
We do still have some reserve seat tickets, a very limited amount in the turn one and two grandstands, which has become the favorite, if you would.
Yeah.
The front straightaway seats are still available in groups. So and always a reminder to folks, although visibility isn't great on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday because of the size of the haulers these guys are using nowadays, by Sunday's race, the 36 cars left in for the Snowball Derby, their haulers will be parked outside. So there's really not a bad seat in the house.
Now, if you can't make it, because we have people from all over the country listen to the show online and with usfdracing.org, let me ask you, what is the deal with Speed 51? I hear rumors. Is there an opportunity to be able to get this for free? Is that right?
Today's Snowball Derby preview is going to be free.
That's
we're excited about that. They actually were on hand doing the pageant Thursday night.
Awesome.
Downtown. So they will be, and they'll be covering some of our local practices as well. We'll be live on speed51.com starting at 4 o'clock and going until 7 o'clock. So folks can look forward to tuning into that. There'll be trackside now coverage on speed51.com as well. And of course, the pay-per-view broadcast of the actual Snowball Derby events is available again this year, and it was quite popular last year.
Yeah, and that's the thing. So if you didn't see how good this coverage is today, go to speed51.com throughout the afternoon, check it out, and it's like a live television broadcast with as many cameras and the team that they bring in there. It's very well done. Bob and his group does a good job. Well, Tim, I know you're busy. I got to get some race cars ready, too. So, again, it all starts today. Give us the time when the gates open up and when fans can start coming in. It's actually open now, isn't it?
Yeah. Gates open at 8 o'clock this morning, and we started practicing at 9 a.m., so we'll be going all day long, and just like to invite folks to come out and check us out.
Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, brought to you by Five Flag Speedway, Mobile International Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Thanks to McDonald's and Coastal Traffic. Also, our friends at Out of Sight Outfitters, a brand new retail store for men and women to hide your hardware, carrying and concealed a pistol. Also, thank you to Heritage Electrical, Falsac Tires, Ratty Rods of the South, Serpents of the Anvil Art Gallery, and USFD Racing, along with Kane Motorsports. Still to come, Micah McCall's going to be on the line with Flemington Speedway tonight, the Gulf Coast Championship, with the Street Stocks, Pure Stocks, the Vintage, IMCA Modifieds. Also, we're going to have, the mini sprints, tuners, and slingshots. And we're going to talk about the Final Four with Matt Weaver. But now, this was a special, special week for a good friend of ours here on the show. First of all, we bring back in Cale Gale. Cale, good morning, and welcome back. I think you're in the Carolinas now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm in the Carolinas. I leave for Homestead in the morning. I got my little boy with me today. He's a little upset this morning. I took my phone away from him so I could talk to you.
Oh, God bless him, and tell him we won't keep you long. I know he likes those cartoons. Hey, you know, this was what a special, special memory you have with your family. 4 years ago, it was this week that you got your first Craftsman Truck Series race, and you're holding off one of the best in the nation, in the world, I might say. I mean, obviously, Kyle Busch. Can you kind of walk us through what that day was and what it meant and what it has done for you?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a dream come true for myself and all the people back home who invested their time with me, and a lot of local sponsorship invested their money.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day when I was trying to come up, and my dad and everything he sacrificed throughout the years for racing and to get me a shot at the top level, and we had some awesome opportunities to be able to do that for a few years, and for it to pretty much come down to the last race of the year, that season, and to be able to pull off the win is definitely a special night, and a lot of hard work and sacrifice, just it all come together that night, and we were able to pull it off.
Any words with Kyle Busch afterwards? Did he come congratulate you, or did he say, "Hey, punk, get out of the way," any of that kind of stuff?
He ain't had much to say, you know. It's just one of those things, you know. I feel like anybody in that position there would have done the same thing.
Yep.
You know, it's last race of the year. It's my first chance to win, racing deal. That's stock car racing, truck racing.
That's even more. Well, you know, you cross the line in that moment when you're coming into turn one, you're lifting your foot off the gas, and you've just realized you beat the best in the world. What does that mean? I mean, you're still slowing down the car. I mean, how long did it take for you to hit? Because I remember screaming and kicking at the TV, darn near's crying when you won, and then when you came out, the emotion that I saw as you climbed out of that truck, that, my friend, is what it's all about.
It is, you know, and you know, it's been able to win a lot of different races and a lot of different type cars, but you know, and till you compete at that level and understand, you know, the level of competition drivers that you're competing against, it's just a very special moment, you know. I don't know. I could probably win all kinds of short track races from here. Maybe the Snowball Derby or something like that would get even of what that felt like. But it was just a surreal moment, you know, just very blessed to be in that position to begin with, and to be able to live out that dream that I dreamed since I was 4 or 5 years old of being, you know, a professional race car driver, to be able to just feel it and make a dream come true, really. The next morning I remember I woke up and it's like, man, that really did happen so many times. I can can remember having dreams and waking up and was like, oh, that didn't happen. It wasn't real, you know, and that really was real, you know, and it just, there's not a day that don't go by. So I still don't think about it, you know, that, you know, it's, just that feeling of life and that, you know, being having the feeling of that success was definitely awesome. And it carries me on my down days, you know, racing's an up and down sport. But it's definitely a dream come true for sure.
We're talking with Cale Gale this morning for the Carolinas about the win at Homestead 4 years ago this week. And tell me, you walk by the trophy every morning and comb your hair in it. You know what I mean? Where's the trophy at?
We got it in the living room here.
Awesome.
We set it down in the living room. It's been here ever since.
Awesome.
You know, I try to. You know, my son, he's three now. He wasn't able to see that, but, you know, he's been able to see me, you know, run my modified and win some races, a few races this year, and he's been able to experience what it's like a little bit. And same thing when I was growing up with my dad, you know, he won tons of races at Mobile and Pensacola, and, you know, he was my hero, and I wanted to be like him, and that's how it all started.
Well, you know, you mentioned that. Yeah, you've got the modified April 25th this year at Callaway. You drove the Lightning McQueen lookalike number 20 or 95, I should say, win at Franklin County Speedway in Callaway. You're having fun in that modified, and still, you got that same exact, you know, thrill when you're out there running. What is it about a modified? Why did you pick that class of cars to run with? Because I know Dad is also running, but not a modified.
Yeah, you know, up here in the Carolinas, the modifieds are the premier division,
awesome.
Even over late models.
Wow.
In saying that, you know, there's a lot of super late model racing up here.
Oh, sure.
With the Cars Tour and the Pass deal. The main reason we went to modified was for the, you know, the economics of it.
Yeah.
You know, the car is about the same cost. Motor bill is about the same. But the cost of going to racing is a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
We can do it more economical than what super racing has become.
Yeah.
So we kind of chose to go down that route. It was a new challenge for us. It was something that, you know, Dad or myself hadn't really messed with much, a tour type modified car, and we kind of took it as a challenge and proved we could build a car and go out there and compete competitively.
Anything you guys touch is going to be like that. You know that. Even if it's a – I mean, I believe Camber has one of the coolest looking – I guess, what is it? The thing that looks like a race car. I guess that's a wagon. Is that what y'all built?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we built Camber a little wagon when he was little, and, you know, as me and Dad were building it, we were about 2 days into it, and it's like we just couldn't go buy a radio flyer. We just had to build it, you know.
And it was awesome. It had a wing and all that stuff. It was really cool. Well, I know Camber's getting excited to get that phone back, so we'll just keep you for a couple more minutes. Let's talk about the Snowball Derby, and Bubba's already down here helping the driver. Let's talk about what it would take to get you back in a wheel. Obviously, it's a lot of money, and it's a deal that you have to just it takes a while to set up, so maybe not this year, but you will be back.
Oh yeah, you know, Snowball is one of those races that, you know, that I've went to since I was a baby. And growing up, it was the Daytona 500, you know, for us and the local short track racer all over the country. And you'll see me back down there again. I don't know right now if the perfect time is now financially and with work and things like that, but there'll be a time when we come back down there and try again. It's a race I've had, you know, cars with a lot of speed, had a lot of bad luck, you know, been fortunate enough to sit on the pole for it twice and had some good runs. Just bad luck seemed to bite me for whatever reason on Snowball Derby weekend. Yeah. I can even remember back when we had our old super stock car. There were a couple years we sat on the pole and something would just happen right away. And
one of the fluke things, isn't it?
Sir.
Yeah, and it's like one of those things that you would never expect to happen and never does, but it happens that weekend.
Yep. I mean, we've had back then, you know, we won a lot of races and felt like we prepared the best we could for the Snowball and just wasn't in our cards. So I've probably ran that event probably in some type of vehicle probably 10 or 12 times and then I've never won a race on Snowball Derby weekend, so hopefully one year we'll change that and get that knocked off the bucket list here.
You know, we have a lot of new fans and a lot of new families that listen to the show all the time with our time slot at 10 o'clock now, a little bit later, and there's a lot of go-karting that happens around the Gulf Coast. Karting seems to be huge. You got started in karting, and there's a lot of families just getting started in racing. It takes a lot of money to take it to the top. What kind of advice would you give a family that's looking to get into racing and maybe some that want to take it to where you tried to go?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, as the years have passed, racing has changed a little bit. Yeah. And with myself, I was very, very fortunate to have 30 years of experience behind me before I got started.
Right.
So my dad, he had a good plan laid out for me. I feel like, you know, the first step is obviously go-karts.
Yeah.
I feel like that, you know, obviously you get to a certain age where you got to move up. I think the Bandoleros are a good option. I think that it teaches you a little bit of car control. I think Legends is a great step.
Yeah.
And then after that, I mean, it's definitely a pro late model or I see, you know, I see a lot of guys now, even all the way up to the NASCAR ranks. You know, there's a lot of guys coming off of dirt now. It's not so much just the asphalt scene. So I think dirt, from a racer standpoint, is probably more economical than asphalt racing.
Yeah.
And you know, the purse seems to be higher and things like that. We're always asphalt guys. So that's what we knew. And that's what I did was asphalt race.
Yeah.
Coming up, my dad, you know, when I kart raced, I did go a little bit of dirt, go-kart racing, and then they had a asphalt road course track in Gulfport, Mississippi.
Oh, wow.
That used to run on Sundays, and Dad felt like at an early age that asphalt road course and experience for me would be better than running dirt, you know, week in and week out.
Right.
And so we did a little bit of both. I felt like at an early age I was, you know, a little bit versatile, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like if I would have had some dirt experience in a car, I might have, you know, been able to progress a little bit differently. And, and when you go to racetracks where it's not so one line, you know, where you move around, I think dirt racing provides that for you. And I think that's a good thing the higher you move up.
So when does Camber get his first race car?
Well, he...
has he already got it?
He thinks he's ready now.
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you, Kane. I'm thinking about giving him a golf club.
Oh, really? Yeah, you know what? Smart dad right there. Don't even get him into this racing thing.
I don't know how that'll work out between my dad and him, but probably the safe route would to get him a baseball bat and a glove and maybe a golf club and let him have at it.
But. I'm sorry. He's already got the Gale curse. He's got it in his blood, brother, so he's going to be racing. Just get used to it. Hey, Kale.
Do you want to tell Kane what you want to be when you grow up?
No.
Tell him what you want to be.
I want to be a race car driver.
Awesome.
There you go.
Well, you know what? And you let him know, as soon as he can reach the pedals, I'm going to just let him have my dirt modified. How's that?
Sounds like a deal, man.
Kale, God bless you and your family, and we can't wait to see you here this year at the Derby in the stands and in the pits. And thank you for taking time to kind of update the Gulf Coast again.
Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. We'll see you guys down there at the Snowball.
It's so great to have Kale Gill back on the show. Still to come, Matt Weaver. And we've got the Final Four at Homestead this weekend. It's NASCAR. And coming up next, we're going to talk about the Gulf Coast Dirt Championship at Flemington. Stand by. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you to Five Flag Speedway and Sunny South Raceway. Great sponsors of the show again. Today going on, Tim Bryant's got you covered at Five Flag Speedway with the Snowball Derby preview. That's going on until about 7 o'clock tonight. Thank you to K.O. Gale for joining us. And again, going to be good to see him down here by the Derby. And the Final Four in Homestead, the Sprint Cup, we've got all of it to come with Matt Weaver. But this is a huge race tonight at one of my favorite tracks. Love taking the IMCA Modified out there. We'll be there tonight at Flemington Speedway, Micah McCall. It's the Gulf Coast Championship. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kane. Thanks for having me on. Really looking forward to tonight.
So are we bringing out the space heaters tonight?
Well, we do one up on the hot chocolate for sure. And, you know, my advice to all the drivers out there listening to lean them out because, you know, it's cool weather. It's a little brisk air. It should make for some good horsepower tonight.
Oh, I guarantee it. And this is the 13th annual Gulf Coast Dirt Championship. This is a race that's come around, and I know if you look on the social media and you're just looking at some of the local race car drivers, they have been preparing for a few weeks because there's nothing really going on now. Gates open at 2 o'clock. Great practice session last night, so I'm sure we're going to see a lot of the same cars that we saw last night with some good speeds.
Well, yeah, we had a real good session last night. The track really come around, and yeah, I'm looking for a much better track tonight. Got a little bit of a light sprinkle on overnight, and man, I don't know really what it is, if it's just the cool temperature or the lack of daylight on the racetrack. But every year, I mean, historically, we have had just a hooked up racetrack all night long. Two and three wide racing, it just doesn't get any better than the Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship.
Oh, absolutely. And what the fans are going to see tonight, you've got street stocks running for $2,000, the pure stocks for $1,500, here come the IMCA modifieds for $1,200, you've got the vintage for $1,000, mini sprints for $1,000, and the tuners for $400. As if that's not enough on the racing bill, you'll have the slingshots. And one thing you think about this when you go to dirt tracks is when you have big shows like this, sometimes the show drags out. Sometimes it takes a while to get the drivers in there. Micah, not at your track. I hear fans all the time say, this is the way it's supposed to be run. You guys are very very good about getting the cars out there pretty quick. You've got a great safety crew, so when there is an incident, it doesn't take 20 minutes to get it cleared up.
Yeah, it all really comes down to the staff and the drivers. The drivers really have learned what we expect out of them, and they deliver every time we open the gates. The drivers are just real professional, real courteous, and they want to give the fans a good show. I mean, that's number one priority, and we've got a great crew that worked with us. We've kept the same crew for a long time, and everybody knows where everybody's at. Everybody knows what to expect of each other, and it really turns out we have a great program. I can't take any credit for that. Just great people, great drivers.
Well, and when we have these race car drivers that are going to be out here, and fans may be watching, this is how you actually get new drivers out there. There's a lot of cars. This is the off-season, technically. If you like what you see, I just realized just this last week, I was in another dirt track over in Mississippi, there's a lot of these mini sprints that are running, and you can get into that class very affordable. And for the kids, the slingshots, explain what these are, because this is, I think, the next movement to get the younger drivers into racing, and especially taking it on the dirt side.
It is. The slingshots is something that we started last year. Been researching it for about 3 years prior to that. And, we decided to make a move and go for it. So we actually traveled up into the Pennsylvania area and bought several of them, brought them back down, and started peddling them out, selling them. And the guys and girls that have gotten the cars, they love them. They run off of a V-twin Briggs & Stratton engine.
Love it.
And they are race cars. I mean, shocks, springs, coilover springs, great suspension on them, much more advanced than what a flat kart or go-kart would be. And these kids really learn how to drive cars. And they're not just for kids. I mean, we've had grown men drive them. Greg Hopkins,
he'll drive anything.
He will. And he actually picked up a feature win in the slingshot division this year in the senior slingshot division. So they're really for anybody. I mean, we got some 7-year-olds out there racing and holding their own. So this is the future drivers, and a great way to get involved. And the cars really hold their value. You get a really good used car for $4,500.
You can't beat that if you
and sell it. As long as you take care of it, you can sell it for $4,500. There's no reason why you couldn't. It's a great entry level program. We've really fallen in love with it. As far as the mini sprints go, it's another entry level all the way up to expert. I mean, it's just a very very wide variety of drivers. Great car to get involved with if you want the speed. I mean, you got it.
Oh, my gosh. Flat-footing around your track with a wing on it is pretty intense, I imagine.
Yeah, it is, man. You can outrun anything out here, with a wing mini sprint. Just the speed of them. But, it's not real complicated to drive. You got to adapt to the speed. But, if you've never driven anything before, you still get to a mini sprint, and within 6-8 weeks, you'd be you're out there running with the top dogs. No reason why you couldn't.
Yeah.
You put the work in.
That's exactly it. 2016 season is in the books, and this is kind of a gift to the fans and to the drivers. The 13th Annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship at Flemington Speedway. What can you tell us about any plans for 2017 yet?
2017, we'll be right back out here again doing what we do. All of our big shows will be back. The 6-year series, proud to announce that we'll enter the second season with the 6-year series.
So popular.
With Southern Raceway and Northwest Florida Speedway.
I think that's brilliant.
That really worked out for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, looking forward to that. The Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day shootout will be back. So, of course, we'll be looking forward to the 14th Annual Gulf Coast Dirt Track Championship next year, the Jared Johnson Memorial Derby. And,
yeah.
You know, you never know what we're going to come up with. That's, you know, we flirted with some school bus racing.
I loved it.
This year and last year, and it was a great hit. Yeah, you never really know what we're going to come up with next.
Yeah, but the fans love everything you guys do out there. Very fan-friendly. How do we find the track today?
Hey, if you're coming up north out of Pensacola, just come straight up Highway 29. We're a mile north of Flemington, on the left, up 113. If you're coming, from the Mobile area, come up I-65, get off on exit 69 at Highway 113, come about 15 miles, you'll see us on the right. And same way, if you're coming north, you know, if any of your listeners or your internet listeners are listening, then you're coming down north out of Montgomery, just you know, bring it on down 65 again. Get off at exit 69, Highway 113, and see us right here on the right.
Yeah, you can't miss it, Micah. Go get busy. I know it's going to be a busy morning. Can't wait to have the car out there shortly. Looking forward to having some fun tonight with you, brother.
Absolutely, Kane. Looking forward to it, and look forward to seeing all the fans out here. We're going to have a great time.
All right, thanks a lot, Micah McCall with Flemington. You heard him. They will be back next year in 2017. Going to be a lot of fun. Hey, want to take a minute and just update you on what's going on with Kane's Warrior Kids. Now, as you know, if you go to caneswarriorkids.com, that is our 501(c) non-for-profit that my wife Michelle and I have come up with, and we take 100% of the funds that we make from the non-for-profit and give it to families locally along the Gulf Coast that are fighting childhood cancer. And we have our third annual Kane's Warrior Kids Toy Drop at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital coming up December 16th at noon. This thing keeps getting bigger and bigger, and we're so excited. That is the same day that Star Wars comes out in the movies. I've talked to the Empire, and we have arranged to have stormtroopers marching up with a few of the race cars. We're going to limit the cars this year, but most importantly, we want to have race car drivers there with pictures and gifts for the kids as we'll be back in the courtyard again this year. We have schools involved bringing school buses with 40 students, Cub Scouts, local businesses, and you can help out at caneswarriorkids.com. But just let me share something that I'm very proud of. We have become the USA Women's and Children's Hospital's largest toy drive of the year. We help keep toys and donated trophies stocked up in the hospital all throughout the year with this one event. But we go at Easter, and we hand out 300 or so Easter baskets every year. We go in September. We also do school supplies. It's all about giving back, and that's what we like to do, and you can do the same thing. Again, see us at caneswarriorkids.com. Coming up, let's talk NASCAR. It's finally here, the top four. Who's your pick? We'll find out next with Matt Weaver. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Always brought to you by great sponsors like Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Again today, it's a snowball derby. Thank you, Tim Bryant, stepping in and talking with us. Cale Gale, also a nice conversation. 4 years ago, it was this week that Cale held off a very hungry Kyle Busch to take his first win in the Truck Series, and then we appreciate him sharing that story. Huge racing tonight at Flemington Speedway with Micah McCall. You've got the Gulf Coast Championship, Street Stocks, Pierce Stocks, Vintage. Also, you've got the mini sprints, tuners, and slingshots running tonight. But now we've got to go to NASCAR, and this is huge. It's what we've been waiting for all year, the Final Four, and Matt Weaver's got the stories as he's driving down, and he's finally at the track. And, you know, we talked off the air. Never again are you going to drive that far to Miami, right? Is that right?
Well, you know what? You say that, and I say that.
But you
there's
know.
A long-standing rule in motorsports to never say never.
Exactly.
And, you know, watch me drive this trip next year too, because I'm a glutton for punishment.
Well, no, you're just you're a racer with a heart, and now first of all, congratulations in order. December 1st, you have become the associate editor of Auto Week magazine, and I know you've worked with them for years, but that is huge, and that's going to change the way you live a little bit, Matt. So congratulations, well deserved.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's the culmination of my entire, you know, life's body of work, and this is now an opportunity for me to just focus on one outlet, one entity, one magazine, one website, and for me, that's just, it's a creative blessing almost as much as it is a financial one.
So there's so many storylines coming into Homestead. Obviously, you know, you've got the Petty family and everybody looking, and the Earnhardt family, at the opportunity for Jimmy Johnson to possibly get 7 titles, and his helmet is beautiful. He's got a picture of both of those other drivers on there. You've got Tony Stewart's final race, and he has a special paint scheme. And then you've got other drivers that just want to stir it up, and there's a couple drivers also mad at each other. So I think NASCAR's got what they want going into Homestead.
Yeah, there's a buzz. Yes. Brewing this weekend. I feel like you can feel it in the air. I feel like the Championship 4 that we have on the Sprint Cup side is really fascinating. Like you said, you got Jimmy chasing 7. Yep. You've got Carl looking for redemption for what happened a couple of years ago. You've got Kyle Busch, who is your defending champion, trying to go back-to-back. And you've got Joey Logano, who I feel like is trying to validate his existence to the fan base. You know, people have beat up on Joey for years and years. Yep. And I feel like, personally, it's unfounded. I mean, Joey's a great guy. He's a great ambassador for the sport. But he's taking a beating. I feel like Joey's trying to prove his worthiness to the fans by winning a championship. You've got the Truck Series Championship, the new playoff format, Xfinity Series, you know, Tony Stewart's retirement. Yeah. There's just a big buzz. I got chill bumps talking about it. As a journalist, as a fan, these are the kind of storylines you want to be in attendance to witness, and, you know, I get to. So I'm very excited.
You know, Tony Stewart looks back at a career of head, and, you know, he's not going to be done racing, but obviously with the Cup schedule, I think he's looking forward to a little bit less racing, even though it's hard to say that because he's going to be in a dirt car at least 40 races scheduled, I believe, already for next year.
Yeah, you know, I don't think Tony's going to race less.
Yes.
Tony said it earlier this week. He said this is halftime on his career. This is by no means the end. he's just going to transition into something else next year. You're going to see him in a lot of dirt cars, a lot of sprints and midgets. I think you're going to see him on asphalt in a tour modified. He talked about that earlier this year. He would love to do a NASCAR tour type modified. So, you know, I think with Tony, it's going to be – It's like, where's Waldo? Where's Tony now? You know, what kind of car is Tony in now? You could see Tony pop up at a Formula One race, and he might do a practice session. Who knows with Tony Stewart, because he's a racer at heart, and we're by no means close to the racing career being over for Smoke.
For fans that listen to the show and are new to racing, NASCAR has a different style of points. Not like regular points at some of the local tracks here. They do a kind of a championship rundown. So now we have the final four. Their numbers, their points are at 0. Tell us what goes on from today and how a championship will be crowned in the Sprint Cup Series at Homestead.
I mean, it's super simple, you know. It's a polarizing topic because it's not traditional, but I feel like for the Cup Series, for Xfinity, for trucks, it's all the same. You've got 4 drivers eligible for the championship in each division, and the goal is very, very simple. Be the first guy that crosses the finish line of those 4 drivers in each division, and that's how you win the championship. That also means, more than likely, with 3 other championship contenders in your race, you're probably going to have to win the race. Yeah. And so, to me, I feel like it's really simple. It's really fun to watch. It's easy to follow. You're not going to have to pull out the calculator. You're not going to have to pull out a notepad, a pen, whatever. You know, you just have to know, if you're the first guy out of those 4, you're the championship leader de facto. So, I mean, to me, as far as a made-for-television program, this is good. This is entertaining. Yeah. It's going to create drama. We can debate later whether or not this is the best way to determine a champion, but as far as providing entertainment, I am going to be glued to my seat in the press box. I think fans are going to be glued to their seats at home.
What are some of the other storylines? There's so much going on, but is there anything behind the scenes that, you know, obviously, this is the final race of the year, and when you talk about 2017, that's only a couple months away. They're already starting to work on the cars. They're getting ready for testing for Daytona, and we're not even done with Homestead yet.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. I mean, so many things are going to come together during the off season. The one thing that I'm really monitoring is the Sprint Cup Series won't be the Sprint Cup Series in 5 days. It's going to be something else.
Right.
We don't know what that thing is going to be. NASCAR has not announced a title sponsor. You know, there's a lot of stories out there, a lot of rumors. I don't want to throw names out there because sure. I don't want to sound like, you know, I had no idea what I'm talking about. There are a lot of names out there. There's some rumors that NASCAR's already signed a deal, and they don't want it to overshadow championship weekend. So that's the one thing that we're going to monitor, you know, throughout Homestead into the championship banquet next month. But also just, you know, drivers in their final races with their current teams. You know, a local favorite of ours, Daniel Hemric's going to move on to RCR next year in the Xfinity Series. William Byron, another friend of the region, has ran the Snowball Derby a couple of years. He's moving up to JGR in the Xfinity Series. So there's just, you know, a lot of, or JR Motorsports, rather. So there's just a lot of moving pieces for us to follow.
Your pick, bottom line.
My pick, bottom line, for the Sprint Cup Series Championship. I debated this yesterday over and over and over.
I have been too.
I kept going back and forth between Jimmy Johnson and Carl Edwards. Jimmy, because, you know, he's 6-for-6 every time he comes to Homestead with a chance to win the championship. He closes out. Carl Edwards, this is his best track. He's got redemption on his mind. I'm having a really hard time. I'm debating it right now, but you know what? We're going to make it 7 times. Jimmy Johnson's going to join Dale Earnhardt. He's going to join Richard Petty. He's going to be the Sprint Cup champion.
Okay, I'm going to go out on a ledge, and I am going to pick someone who I'm not a fan of, but I respect as a driver, and I think he will be the one, and I say the 2017 champion will be Joey Logano.
Next year's champion?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, this year's champion. I guess, well he's going to do double, see? Coffee, table one, please. What am I thinking? Yeah, I meant this year. See, I'm already excited about next year. Can you tell?
I am too. I've done that several times myself. But you know what? He's as good of a pick for next year as anyone else.
That's true. Hey, with your new job, how can we keep track of you? Because this is such a busy weekend, and you have a lot to cover, and the fans along the Gulf Coast and that listen worldwide online want to know how we can really get the in-depth stories like you cover.
Yeah, the cool thing moving forward is that it's about to get a lot easier to follow me, just because instead of working for 17 different people over the course of a year, it's just going to be on Auto Week. Nice. You know, autoweek.com/racing is where you can find all the stories that we produce as a company. Mm-hmm. I'm on social media, Matt Weaver Motorsports on Facebook, Matt Weaver SBN on Twitter, although on midnight at Sunday, or on Sunday at midnight, the Twitter handle is going to change.
Oh,
be looking forward to that too.
Well, again, congratulations, and I'm going to follow you all weekend long as I'll be at the track tonight. Matt, we will see you at the Snowball Derby, we hope.
I can't wait, brother. I'm looking forward to it so much. Race of the year.
Well, that's something we both can agree on. Hey, thanks again, Matt Weaver, now with Auto Week as the editor. Again, congratulations. Micah McCall, thank you for calling in with Flemington Speedway again. The Gulf Coast Championship is going to be a huge night of racing. Well, the CanesWarriorKids.com IMCA Modified Outdoor Running Slaps. Can't wait to be out there with everybody. Buddy. Thanks to K.O. Gale and Tim Bryant checking in. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane. Love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And they may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.